Okay, we're going to be doing Os Yud Bet and Savas Harivash. This is just one of those great pieces. It really has the potential to completely shift the mindset that we may have in interactions with other people. The Sefer here is discussing here how it doesn't really make sense to compare ourselves to other people. So we're going to pick up an Os Yud Bet. Va'al yomar belibo shehu gadol mechaveiro. A person shouldn't say to himself that he's better than his friend. Shehu oved bedveikus yoter. Because look at me, I serve God with more dvekas. I serve God in this way. And they don't even do that, right? At least I give tzedakah. At least I go to Minyan. This guy doesn't even go to Minyan. We don't usually say these things out loud, but in our heads, we may feel like we're closer to God than another person. Or better than another person. Right? She doesn't even cover her hair, and I cover my hair fully. All these machshavos, comparing ourselves to others that are floating around somewhere in our consciousness. So now, of course, they're almost never spoken out loud. We're not brazen enough to do that, typically. But we're silently judging very often. And it happens that at times we're silently comparing ourselves to others and making notes on why we're doing a little bit better than they are. So the Sefer goes on, Shehu kishar nevraim, shenivri litzarech avod aso yisbarach, v'ashem yisbarach, nasan l'chaveru, seicha k'mo shenasan lo seicha. So because God is the one who granted us all of our abilities. That's very obvious. So even if it were to be true that I do have a greater ability than another person, or I serve Hashem with more intensity, well, we still have to stop and ask ourselves, from where did that ability come from? Who gave us the talent? Who gave us the mind to be able to decide to tosfos? Why can I do that when someone else might not be able to? And the answer is obviously, because Hashem granted me that ability. And why is man greater than a worm? A worm was blessed with the capabilities he was given from Hashem. And Lamaisa, he's doing everything he could do. Va'adam, gam kein rama v'tola'a, k'ma shakasa v'anochi tola'as v'lo ish, v'imlona san lo Hashem izbarach seichel, lo haya ichol la'avdo rak k'mo tola'as, v'im kein afilo mitola'as, ha'inu choshev b'mayel kol shekein min b'nei adam. So too, man is also compared to a worm. Meaning we would be just as hopeless if that's the way God made us. So if in a way we're no better than a worm, because we're both just making use of the skills God blessed us with, then of course, compared to other people who we might be smarter or wealthier than, or who we would consider less religious than us, so we have no reason to make light of where that person is holding. And when we get to that point of understanding that all of our abilities have been given to us from Hashem, so then we have a real need to use those gifts in a way that show Hakar Satov to him. One person I think of a lot in relation to this teaching is Tamir Goodman. So the guy's he's a big inspiration. Besides having the talent he has, he's a hard worker. He's a really hard worker. And I think that's another way of showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate his gift. Because we're actually using the gift he gave us. And I think that brings Hashem some nachas. But even more than his athletic abilities are the messages he gives over. When he speaks to kids, they listen. Kids will listen a lot more to a basketball player than to a rabbi. And he's really just using his talent in a way which is trying to bring people closer to God. That's a serious showing of a Hakar Satov. Doing things like that, speaking to the youth, inspiring kids to be proud of their Jewishness, wearing a yarmulke and sitting on the court. Things that are very often simple things, but they're things that a person only does when they have the ability to see that every talent that they're given is given to them as a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Right? So he says you should keep this in mind, right? That whether it's you or the worm or other small creatures, you're all equal. Because we're all equal in the way that all we have is what Hashem has granted us. So I think, keeping this in mind, we have to be in a constant state of modim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every gift that He gives us. Right? And we have to try. We have to try not to look at others and think we're better than them because we have certain talents, strength, opportunity, wealth, or maybe just because we think we're a little bit holier than they are. Right? Because everything we're granted is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Right, so this can play out in many different ways if we have this mindset as opportunity to help us in a serious way in our Beinam L'Chaveiro. Right, let's say, for example, you're in yeshiva. OK, okay? And there's a person having trouble in their learning. Or you're in college, and there's a student that you know is struggling through these classes. So a person can look at that other struggling fellow and decide why they think that they're better than this person who's struggling. And that doesn't mean that they don't even go and help them. It could mean that they go and help them. But maybe it means they go and help them with a sense of judgment. Or the sense of, you know, gaiva, a sense of haughtiness. Versus, if I understand every talent and ability I have was given to me from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so I go and help that person, I realize they're no different than I am. Okay, I understood the Tosos and they didn't. Well, that was just because Hashem decided that I'm going to understand the Tosos, that He gave me that ability. And sometimes we think, oh, but I developed my talents. Well, yeah, there is a part of that, of us putting our own work in. But the reality is that there are people that could work a lot harder than us at the same exact thing we're doing, and we'll be way ahead of them. Because we were just given a certain level of intelligence, and a certain level of ability, and sometimes a certain level of opportunity. Maybe we went to yeshiva and they didn't go to yeshiva. Or maybe we went to a better college than they went to a better college. So I understand more what's going on at work, and they don't understand what's going on at work. And we shouldn't be fooled for a second on just thinking that, oh, it's my hard work that makes the difference. It's my hard work that got me in this position. It's my hard work that got me to the point where I could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this loftiness. Yes, there needs to be effort put in, for sure. It's not all innate talent, 100%. But at the same time, we could be working just as hard, even harder, and not be even half of where we are. Meaning I could have studied 10 times hard for that test in college, right? Instead of getting a 92 like I got, or 84, or 71, right? I could have failed. What's the difference? If it's all about the effort I put in, how come some people do better and some people do worse when they put in the same amount of time? And it's obviously because Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us, and He blesses everybody with the amount of skill that they need and the amount of energy they need. So it's a big muster for us. It's a big muster that we take a step back and we realize how much Hashem has blessed us with, and not look at people that have more than us, right, and feel like we're missing out, and not look at people that have less than us and judge them for where they're holding, but just to look at ourselves, right? Just for us to take a few minutes, right, before, maybe take a few seconds before Modim, whenever that time is, and be Modeh. Admit that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, when we can live with that knowledge, that everything we have is from Hashem, so then of course we're not only going to not judge other people for where they're holding, we're going to make sure that we use that blessing that God gave us in a way that will make Him proud, in a way in which He'll be happy that He blessed us with what He has blessed us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us live with these yedios and love our fellow Jew. You should have an amazing day.